You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We continue this week with updates from our beloved JSE companies. Today at about 11:15, we got update from Emira Property Fund Limited. They're a real estate investment trust listed on the JSE. They gave us their half-year update for the first half of their new financial year ended September 2024. Joined on the line by the company's CEO, Jeff Jennett, to take a look at the company's performance, see if we can make sense of the business and some of the decisions that have taken place. Good evening, Jeff. Lovely to speak to you again. You and I caught up in May and we were reflecting on full year results and it looked like it was a good, strong year. How has the new year started?
It started well, Jimmy. It's interesting in terms of the position that we were in at the end of May where we hadn't had the elections. The South African sentiment has definitely improved in terms of hope and wishes that the South African environment is going to be better. Certainly there have been some interest rate cuts throughout the world, so that is certainly also a nice bit of a starting tailwind from a property side. And at Emira, we've been very busy in the last 6 months. We've delivered on our KPIs, delivered increased distributable income per share, a slightly better dividend. We've increased our NAV. Our vacancies have improved. And we've managed to sell a significant amount of properties here locally and managed to deploy them offshore into an investment into Poland, which we're very excited about.
Jeff, let's get into that. Let's get into Poland and let's get into some of the disposals. Clearly, there's been a lot of movements by way of acquisitions and disposals. Take me through just how the business is repositioned now from the last time you and I spoke.
So at the moment, at the last time that we spoke, we had only our US investment offshore, which is about 19% of our total assets, and 81% local. Now that's changed. In that we've still got our US investments, which now, because of our asset base being slightly higher, that's now just 16% in the US, and we've now got 11% sitting in Poland, and that 11% will increase by another 10% by March of next year. So at the moment, our local, our offshore exposure is close to 27%, and that's going to get up to 37% by the end of March. So that's a meaningful pivot when you've then got 37% of your portfolio sitting offshore earning hard currency, US dollars and euros. And that's a meaningful diversifier when you compare that through to other players and removes that over-reliance that we have on our South African portfolio.
Jeff, how are you feeling about the South African portfolio? I mean, as you said, before or around May, we had the elections to contend with. Since then, we've seen very little load shedding. But you and I have also spoken about what Emira has been doing on the green side of it. How are you feeling about the SA portfolio at the moment?
So certainly feeling much better than what we would have been feeling or like we were feeling 6 months ago. Vacancies have improved. Lowering of interest rates certainly helps us and helps our tenants. Less load shedding just gives a bit more sort of confidence by tenants and ourselves in terms of investing into the economy. And so those are important indicators. So and we've seen that in terms of our valuations on our local properties, that now there's with this positive sentiment, there is a hope for a better outcome. Clearly, the hard work still has to happen here in South Africa, but at least we're on that better path. But it hasn't, the changes here in South Africa haven't changed our trajectory in that we are chasing our 37% offshore exposure. And if we look at what our euro-denominated returns are on our Polish investment, it's a 21% euro-denominated IRR, 7.2% income and 13 to 14% of capital growth. I can't get that here in South Africa. I can't get that in the US either. And so from a business side, you need to chase it in terms of where the returns are. So until that balance might change and the returns offshore are less, and then the risk proposition and the return proposition in South Africa would then improve, and we would then change that around.
Jeff, perhaps I can ask you this. What is the interest with Poland? South African businesses have gone there for a variety of reasons, whether it's to set up retail stores, whether it's to build out property portfolios. Why Poland of all of the European markets? What's so appealing about that one?
Yeah, so if you look at the Polish growth rate in GDP over the last 20 years, it's been 6% per annum. It's second only through to China over that 20-year period. It's a growing economy. It's the central distribution hub for the entire central and eastern and a bit of Western Europe. Its labor force is very well educated. Its unemployment is low. its cost base, its labor force is cheaper than elsewhere, and its cost of development there is much cheaper as well. So we are seeing businesses move out of other areas into Poland. Now, why we particularly like Poland is because of this logistics sector focus that we wanted to sort of embark on. And very importantly, we managed to find a partner that was based in Poland. And that was absolutely key to us, to have a partner on the ground that is co-invested with us, that's not just earning fees or anything, but they've really got skin in the game, can run the portfolio for their own benefit and for ours. And so it was a combination of all of those things. And that's why Emira has gone into Poland, why other people have gone there and they've done things differently, certainly on the retail side. I can't comment on that, but certainly from our side, it was the economy, it was the sector, it was the partner, it was the healthy returns that we can get, and the cooperation that we're planning between us.
Looks like a good time to be in the right kinds of regions. Jeff, before I let you go, I want to look at distributable earnings. That's up slightly under 7%. As a result of that, the interim dividend is also up as well. But I imagine it also just gives you a bit more comfort with where the business is sitting. Net asset value per share also increasing quite nicely. Everything kind of looking really better than it should have, or better than it was. And if we look at headline earnings per share, that's a big difference from where it was the last period.
Yes, Jimmy. Just to quickly just say on the headline earnings per share, understand that also includes the capital gains, which is why our net asset value went up, and that's why we judge ourselves only on the distributable income and NAV and the dividend. But you're right, this has been a very good 6 months, and we're well positioned in terms of growing from this base, which we're pleased with, and I think it's always a function of the hard work that you put in all the time. And eventually hard work delivers success, and that's what we're starting to see now.
Freeing up some capital means you have the opportunity to look at more stuff. Are you looking at stuff, Jeff?
So we've got our second tranche of our Polish investment, which will take our stake in DL Invest Group from 25% up to 45%, and that's we need to exercise and conclude before the end of March. And that's why in terms of our disposals, we've done that. And so that's exciting. And so that's the only thing that we're focusing in on the moment.
A laser focus on how the business is going to reposition itself and continue to do well. We wish you the best of luck for the rest of the year, Jeff. We look forward to catching up at the end of the year, or if you do something interesting in the meantime. We'll leave it at that for now, Jeff. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. That's Jeff Jennett, who is the CEO of Emira Property Fund, on their first 6 months of the new financial year and how they've reshaped the business.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.